Page 58. Extract from Malory's Morte d'Arthur. Then, after the service was done, the king would wait how many had undertake the quest of the Holy Grail, and to accompt them he prayed them all. Then fund they by the tale 150, and all were knights of the Table Round. And then they put on their helms and departed, and recommended them all wholly unto the queen, and there was weeping and great sorrow. Then the queen departed into her chamber, and held her that no man should perceive her great sorrows. When Sir Launcelot missed the queen, he went to her chamber, and when she saw him, she cried aloud, "O Launcelot, Launcelot, you have betrayed me, and put me to the death for to live thus, my lord." "Ah, madam, I pray you be not displeased, for I shall come again as soon as I may with my worship." "Alas," said she, "that ever I saw you. But he that suffered upon the cross for all mankind, he be unto you good conduit and softy, and all the whole fellowship." Right so departed Launcelot, and fund his fellowship that abode his coming. And so they mounted on their horses, and rode thorough the strait of Camelot. And there was weeping of rich and poor, and the king turned away, and might not speak for weeping.